Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey friends, how are you? I am so glad that you're here and welcome to episode 17. Today we're going to talk about consistency and why consistency is key to helping you grow your coaching business faster and more easily. So this is kind of a weird topic because it feels hard. We don't want to go there. And I'm going to tell you why consistency is probably the most underrated quality for coaches and entrepreneurs. And that's why I call it a superpower. Let me start with this little bit about my days first. I love telling you about my day-to-day because it helps me feel like we're getting a little bit better connected. My goal with this podcast is to be an inspiring and empowering voice in your ear. I want to be like your virtual mentor and your coach. And my coaching clients listen to this podcast too. They learn new things. They get other concepts that we've talked about, get them firmer in their mind, and they get to practice becoming better coaches as well. This morning, as I write this, it's sunny. And believe me, I know this isn't going to last for long because we're heading into winter. And pretty soon, I'm going to be slogging through the wet grass to get to my little she shed. But for today, the birds are singing. They're eating suet that I put out for them. And they're finding bugs to chomp onto. So that's how they keep warm and their energy is staying up for the winter. It's one of the things that I love to see them flying around my backyard. I don't know if I told you that I planted some purple and yellow winter pansies in the window boxes on my she shed. I always feel kind of sad when I pull the summer flowers out. I love spring and I love summer. And so I replaced them with these little pansies and they help. Their bright, cheery colors peek through the window as I'm coaching my wonderful clients. And I have got some of the best clients in the world. I'm going to tell you that. I can't tell you how grateful I am that I get to work with these wonderful people. So I get to coach and enjoy the flowers through my windows. It's a pretty great life. So I want to talk about today the power of consistency. At first, some of you might say, ugh, consistency, that feels kind of dull, even boring. You know, it just doesn't have that same excited rush of newness that I love. It doesn't sound like inspired action. It doesn't sound like something exciting. It's not really any fun. Don't make me be consistent. I'm too creative. And I want to use this episode to change your mind about consistency. So I started out by going to Google, and here's what they had to say. Uniformity of successive results or events. And I was like, what? What does that even mean? It sounds like a robot or an assembly line. So I went back, and I decided that I like these synonyms better than that definition. These words, reliable, dependable, trustworthy, unfailing, and persistent. And that's what we're going to use for our definition of consistency. Reliable and trustworthy, dependable, unfailing, and persistent. So why is consistency important? It's so easy not to be consistent. We come up with a great idea. We get started, get it up and running. And then after a while, sometimes it's a few days, sometimes it's a few hours, or even a few weeks, we get kind of bored and distracted because that newness is worn off. Then we just let it slide and we move on to the next new thing. That next thing that sounds a little bit exciting. But as a coach and an entrepreneur, especially a an online entrepreneur consistently can make or break your business. And here's why. There's four reasons. The first is growth. The second is showing up. The third is building authority. And finally, the fourth is momentum. So let's talk about growth first. Another way to describe this is to start and then evaluate what you've done and your results. Ask yourself, what did I do well? What do I need to change? Where could I improve? And then make those adjustments. You see, this applies everywhere. And I want you to do this with compassion for yourself. Because the first two times that you do a sample session with a potential client, or a Facebook Live, or a training, or send an email, you're probably going to be bad. And that's okay. When you're kind and you accept yourself, you know that your skill level is going to improve. It's going to improve with that consistent action, that evaluation, and that adjusting. My coach talks about tweaking, and I like this approach. Tweaking means I only need to make a small change, and then another, and then another. And all of those small changes, those small improvements, they accumulate. Before I know it, I've grown. Stopping and starting something new, trying something new, at first seems exciting. But in the end, if you don't stick with that thing, plan it, evaluate it, tweak it, and grow with it, you're going to be sabotaging your growth. So consistency drives growth because you get a chance to improve. The second is showing up for your people. The work that you do is important. It's meaningful. It has an impact. And consistent means showing up consistently and reliably for your people. You're demonstrating that you're going to be there, that you're trustworthy. And then when they're ready to take the next step, you're ready for them. It doesn't matter if we're talking about social posts or sending a weekly email or reliably showing up at networking events. These small deposits in that trust bank accumulate. You'll become that familiar face that they can rely on. You'll get more meaningful success and have more impact when you connect with your people and show up to help them consistently. Third, building your authority. So, I remember a couple of years ago, I decided I wanted to create an asset in my business. And that asset was a blog. Now, when I talk about an asset for your coaching business, if you're new, you might not be there yet, but I want you to start to think about this, think forward. Because if you're a coach today, you're going to be coaching in a couple of years too. And what I mean by an asset is that it's something useful, something valuable. For me to get started, I decided to write a blog post every day for 30 days. And I did it. Since then, I have posted over 150 blog posts on my website. The website's called stepintosuccessnow.com. If you haven't checked it out, go for it. Some of them are written, some are video, and now some of them are these podcast episodes too. There are so many posts that I've actually pulled them together in a guidebook for my coaching clients. This guidebook outlines all of the content on my website, and it gives links to follow on topics like how to become a life coach, how to get started, what do you do next week and the week after that, how do you attract clients, how to discover your niche, how to feel motivated and inspired when you're feeling kind of down. So writing, recording, and filming has helped me find my voice. And it didn't happen overnight. But when I look back at all of the material, I'm amazed at what's possible. And it was only possible because I showed up consistently. My suggestion to you is choose one method. Choose the easiest one for you. Is it writing? Is it recording? Is it doing video? It doesn't have to be long, but choose the one easiest method that looks interesting. And then start creating the content that will help your people. Even if no one reads it today or listens to it this minute, you are going to learn so much about them and come up with so many more ways that you can help them too. And then over time, more and more people will start to read, listen, watch. And so you creating that one piece of content, who knows who it will help in the months and years to come. And that's consistently doing, creating that content has made a wonderful asset for you and for your coaching practice. The fourth is momentum. Building your habits, one tiny step at a time. That's how we build momentum. At first, it looks like nothing's going on, and it's true. If you had given up after the very first few tries, it's true, nothing really will have happened. But over time and consistent application, you build and you start to move that needle, and it gets easier. It's funny. So an example is with this podcast. I usually batch my episodes 3 or 4 at a time. And the first episode, when it's time for me to start, it's hard. But once I've done one, then the next is easier and easier. And soon, I've got so much to say, I actually have to stop myself, or I'll just be recording at night when I should be doing something else. And I might have 3 months worth of episodes scheduled and ready to go. That's how momentum starts to take action. So these four things are important. But I want to take a moment and recognize that they're not easy. Consistency takes grit, courage, confidence, and commitment. And even though it can be difficult, it's worth it. Think about it. This boring little skill of consistency, it allows you to grow, it allows you to progress faster, develop your voice and your authority, and become a trusted mentor and coach for your clients. And when you put all of this together, you realize that you're going to have way more impact and way more success by being consistent. You're going to help more people, and you're going to make more money doing it. So that's it for today. Come and listen next week for the next episode. I can't wait to connect with you then. But before you leave, if you've been listening to my podcast episodes for a while and you haven't signed up for the Coach's Online Business Academy, you know, my free vault that has all kinds of great stuff in there for new coaches, what's keeping you? Come on over, check the link in the episode notes. You click that link, you're going to sign up, and you get immediate access to all of those free resources. And the best thing is that I add new resources every single month. It makes me super happy to share this with you, and it's one of the ways that I support my community and support the growth of coaching. All you have to do is go to the episode description or the show notes, click on the link, sign up today, and that's it. And I'll talk to you next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.